2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome into another edition of the Jazz Notes Podcast. This is an all-star edition of the Jazz Notes Podcast because Sam Farnsworth, the Utah Jazz have two all-stars on this team. Can you believe it?
Yes, actually I can believe it, but yeah, this is really, really cool. Obviously, this is something Jazz fans have been wanting and waiting for a while now. Gordon Hayward was the last All-Star 3 years ago, but before that, it's been 9 years. There was only one All-Star in 9 years for this Jazz franchise. So for a franchise that was used to sending them perennially with Stockton, Malone, and then later Darren Williams and Boozer and those guys making fairly regular appearances. So it's great to have the two core pieces of the franchise in the All-Star.
They both deserve to be in this, right? I sit there and say yes. I mean, I look at what Rudy has done this year. I look at what Rudy has done this year, and I look how dominant he is as a center, and I'm like, no, he's not a big-time scorer, but he does everything so well within his capabilities. Yes, he deserves to be an All-Star. I look at Donovan Mitchell. That's where I have maybe you could have a discussion. Mm-hmm. So both these guys deserve to be in, right? I'm saying yes, you're saying yes, correct?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, what Rudy Gobert is doing, and we've had this conversation before, but a lot of what he does doesn't show up in the stat sheet necessarily, you know? But what he's doing even offensively and what does show up in the stat sheet is pretty remarkable, you know, averaging nearly 16 points a game. He's over 14 rebounds per game, shoots 68% from the field. No one has had a 15-14, 65% season since Wilt Chamberlain did it 50 years ago. So that's pretty historic right there, what he's doing. And you add that to his amazing defensive abilities, and he's the best big man in basketball. You could make that argument. And Donovan Mitchell, yeah, there's a lot of great guards in the league, but he's taken the step forward every year of his career. This is year number three. He's averaging 25 points per game on a team that has the third best record in the Western Conference. And not only that, but his ability, what he's shown, the ability to rise up in the clutch and in late in games and score. He's got about 15, 30-point games this year. The guy's an all-star, too.
Probably the thing that helps at least Donovan's case out is that you don't need to have the constraints like you had with the starters where you need three front court players and two backcourt players because the West is filled with a bunch of backcourt players. You got Damian Lillard, you have Russell Westbrook, you also have Chris Paul, so that helps out. But the big snub that you could say that maybe Donovan got in over him would be Phoenix Suns guard Devin Booker. In fact, if you go back and you read The Undefeated, they announced the All-Stars, The Undefeated had a story up about, hey, here are the snubs. And one of the first guys they had on there was Devin Booker. And this is what they had to say about Devin Booker. He's averaging 27 points a game, one of the best three-point shooters, one of the best shooters all around. He's shooting more than 50%. The only thing that they say is working against him is the fact that he plays for one of the worst teams in the NBA right now. Is that the only reason you think he's on this team? Or does it go back to what you talked about, which is clutch? Because I would think that has to play into it, too, that Donovan is better in the clutch than Devin Booker. And at all, you have to take record into consideration, too.
I think the biggest factor is what was brought up, that he plays for a not very good team. And here's the thing. He's been there, I think this is his seventh season. if I believe it's his 6th or 7th season. You look at him statistically, he's taken a step forward every single year. He's averaging 27 points per game, which is a career high for him right now. That's pretty good. But he's playing that well over the last few years for a team that's not getting better, really. And the Suns looked like at the beginning of the year they were going to be a better team. They really aren't. They're still not a playoff team. They're not going to be a playoff team. So what does Booker bring? And maybe this is an unfair judgment, but what does he bring that actually helps the Suns be a better team? I think any player could go be on a team and score 30 a game and, you know, garbage team, not help them win games. Donovan Mitchell directly affects the outcome of a lot of Jazz games. And without Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz are a much worse team.
By the way, he's been in the NBA 5 seasons.
Five seasons. I gave him a couple extra. Whatever.
Okay, so I think we can see why he's not in. It was funny. The other guy that the Undefeated put out there was Lou Williams, who comes off the bench for the Clippers. And basically they were saying, hey, the Clippers deserve two players on the All-Star team. This was their argument. They deserve two players in the All-Star game because they have, at this point, the second-best record in the Western Conference. I can see that, but the Jazz are only, what, a half game behind, a game behind? So I'm not sure I can buy all of that, but I just don't see Lou Williams making this team because he is a one-way player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I like watching Lou Williams. I like what he can see, what he does for the Clippers and how he works so well with Montrezl Harrell. I'm just saying you don't want to put a guy on an All-Star team just because, A, their team deserves two All-Stars, and
right.
Paul George is not going to make it because he hasn't played that many games this season.
Right.
And B, I just don't think that you want to put a guy on the team that only plays one way. On the other hand, you could make an argument about Rudy Gobert for that. But that aside, I still think that it's a nice thought, but no, Lou Williams does not deserve to be in the All-Star game.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will rebuttal, not that you're making this claim, but I believe Rudy Gobert is much more than a one-way player. But yes.
I'm saying some people could make that claim.
I agree with you there. So here's the thing with Lou Williams, in my opinion. Yes, you know, you can say that about the Clippers. They deserve more than one All-Star. There's no way, in my opinion, you're going to put a 19-point-per-game guard in the Western Conference into the All-Star game, period, first of all. Even though that's better than what Chris Paul is doing. I know. But he's also a reserve on a team. My biggest thing here is if you want two All-Stars from the Clippers, I don't care that Paul George has only played 26 games. He is the better player than Lou Williams. If you need a second Clipper All-Star, it's going to be Paul George over Lou Williams. That's my take on that. Lou Williams is great for what he does. He's a good sixth man for that Clippers team. He's vital to what they want to do, but he's not one of the two best players on that team. So
let me ask you then, why did Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook make this
exactly,
team then?
Right. I know. So Chris Paul is in because I think a lot of it has to do with obviously career overall, his NBA All-Star resume that he has. But also here's the thing. This would be my argument for Chris Paul. He's the best player, the leader on a team that has no business being in the top 8, in my opinion. And
I
not
agree.
Only are they in the top 8, they're 7 games above 500, I believe. 27-20, I think, is their record right now. So Chris Paul, what he has done in a situation that just seemed like the Thunder were totally gutted of their best players in the offseason, and it seemed like Chris Paul was the odd guy left out, just kind of chucked to the wolves. Well, Chris Paul has embraced it, and done pretty well with it, and right now he's got his team in the playoffs. So I think that brings a lot of value to what Chris Paul brings to the court, and I think, yeah, that makes him an all-star.
I would probably agree with you on the second part. I think that they look at that and they go, my goodness, what has he done for this team to make them as good as they are? And I know that there are other players on that team that have been good too. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a fantastic player, but he's really kind of the fulcrum. That's why. And I'd probably say Russell Westbrook. The reason why he's on this team is because of his gaudy stats and because he's Russell Westbrook.
Right.
So that's the reason those two guys are on the team. But I still think Donovan, I'm not going to argue against it. I think he deserves to be on this team, too. Mm-hmm. And I think this is not going to be the first All-Star game that he's going to be a part of. I think he keeps learning and keeps getting better, and I just think that he's going to keep going to All-Star games. Okay, that leads us to which team should these guys play for? Should they play for Team Giannis, or should they play for Team LeBron? Let me go first on this one, Sam. At least I'm going to go with one. I think Rudy should be on Team Giannis. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason why. I think you want two of the tallest guys on the same team, and they may actually play defense in this game. What a concept, Sam. It would be awesome to actually, even though I'm an offensive guy when it comes to basketball, it would be nice to actually see them play defense and not just be running up and down the floor and just, go ahead, you can dunk it, it's fine.
Yeah, and so I agree. I think Rudy ends up, and first of all, I think the captain's picks thing is just silly, but I get it.
I like it. I like it because it's something different.
Right, right. And in the end, it is kind of fun when you see like who they're picking, who's going to be the last pick. It almost brings in the playground element to it, even though they're all world-class athletes, you know. But I agree. I think Rudy ends up with Team Giannis, and the reasoning behind that is I think he'll be LeBron's going to take Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when it comes to
LeBron,
the starters.
That's true.
So
that's true.
He's still going to take Anthony Davis. So there's one big man he's already filled up. And I think, I'm jumping the gun here, but I think he's going to end up taking Donovan too, LeBron. I think he's going to go guard, a little more guard heavy. And I think Giannis will, he'll take Rudy.
I kind of would like to see Donovan actually. I want to see these guys on opposite teams. Yeah. I don't want to see them on the same team. I want to
Rudy
see them
block Donovan.
Exactly. I want to see them.
Didn't
face
that happen
off
in the World Cup? Right.
Yeah.
Rudy blocked Donovan in the World Cup once.
Make it fun. Make it fun where these guys have to face against each other. Okay, we're about out of time here for the Jazz Notes podcast. So they also had they announced some changes today to the All-Star game.
Right.
They're going to change it, and you can go and you can find it anywhere. But the thing I like the most, and I hope this turns out, Sam, I really hope this turns out, I hope that with the way they're going to play the fourth quarter without a clock, where it's just like, you're going to go to this point, these are how many points you have to score to win. I'm hoping, Sam, that this actually brings out the best in both teams. And again, I'll go back to saying they might play defense. This may actually play into Rudy Gobert's favor. He may actually play a lot in the fourth quarter because they're going to want a defender who's going to prevent the other team from scoring easy baskets. I like this if the players take it serious. And I know that the union worked with the NBA over this, but the rest of the guys still have to take this seriously. As long as they take this seriously, Sam, I like this move.
Yeah, it's kind of like what the TBT does, the basketball tournament. You know, that tournament they have every summer. That's basically, I think, the last 3 minutes or so, they stop the clock, and then they set the point total. First team to that point total wins the game. And you know, this is all to do with they're honoring Kobe with it as well. So they add the 24 points to the leading team, and then that's the point total you have to get to. So the one possible problem that could come about from it is if there is sloppy basketball, then it could last a lot longer than you want it to last as well, right? If there's usually the All-Star game, there's not a lot of defense, so scoring happens pretty quickly. But like you said, there is pride on the line. They want to win. They will buckle down and start playing a little more defense. So it'll be interesting to see if it kind of elongates it as well, the quarter. or not, but we'll see. I do like the idea of trying something new. All-Star Game's a great place to experiment with new ideas.
So. All right, that's going to do it for the Jazz Notes podcast. For Sam Farnsworth, my name's Cleon Wall. We'll talk more about the Jazz and how they're playing. I know you want to know about that, but this was an All-Star edition. We'll talk more about their playing in upcoming Jazz Notes podcast. Ben Anderson will have more information. I'll have more information. Sam, of course, will join us because he loves joining us here on the Jazz Notes podcast. Thanks for listening, downloading, and subscribing. We'll talk to you soon.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.